Honor thy father and mother, that thou mayest be long-lived upon the land. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Ten Commandments, which you study so greatly year after year in this school, they were given to us out of love and for our good. They were given to us both for our temporal welfare and for our salvation. You can imagine how the world would be if all the nasty things like murder, stealing, defamation of character and others were not forbidden. Nobody would be sure of either their life or property. Without the Ten Commandments, there would be also an end to all order and obedience in family life. The Ten Commandments are meant to ensure that peace and order and love of God might reign among men in family, society, and state in all times. That's why God wrote these Ten Commandments on stone, to signify that they are as durable as stone. Today is the feast of Saint Isidore the Farmer, and he is one of the best examples for you children if you one day wish to marry and build a Catholic family. Saint Isidore the Farmer was a worker for a wealthy landowner, and he married a very devout girl named Maria Toribia. They are actually a saint couple because Isidore was canonized in 1622 and Maria was beatified in 1697. Despite the fact that they as a family had lots of work to do, they went to Holy Mass every morning. Saint Isidore took time away from his work to attend Mass and say his prayers, but all the time he lost in his work in plowing, that was done by angels in the meantime. So Saint Isidore produced three times an average farm worker's work. Saint Isidore also loved the poor and the animals. Like our Lord, he could perform the multiplication of food, like when he fed a flock of starving birds, and another time when he shared his food with a large group of beggars. Saint Isidore and Blessed Maria also had sorrow in their life. They only had one son who died unexpectedly as a child. This made them love and respect God and the time he had given them even more, and they also pledged from now on to use their time well and even better. And that is what you should do as well, children. Even if you are young and strong, the time which you have on this earth is decided by God only. Again, it is not enough to believe, you also need to act according to your beliefs. And you are meant to act and do good in this world. Our Lord today quotes the words of Prophet Isaiah about the foolish people who follow the changing times of men. "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." It would be useless for us to pray and ask blessings from God if we are not willing also to act well, that is, love our neighbor and keep the commandments. Today our Lord also stresses us to honor and love our parents. If you want to live a long and happy life, you better do according to the commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest be long-lived upon the land. Your parents have sacrificed much for you, so you want and you need to be grateful to them. I wanted to tell you a little story concerning this. A man stopped at the flower shop to order some flowers to be sent to his mother, who lived 200 miles away. As he got out of his car, he noticed a young girl sitting on the curb crying. He asked her what was wrong, and she replied, "I wanted to buy a red rose for my mother, but I only have 75 cents, and a rose costs $2. The man smiled and said, "Don't cry, come on in with me, I'll buy you a rose." So he bought the little girl her rose and ordered his own mother's flowers to be delivered to her. As they were leaving, the man offered the girl a ride home. She said, "Yes, please, you can take me to my mother." And she directed him to drive to a cemetery, and there the girl placed the rose on a freshly dug grave. The man watched this, and after dropping the girl to her home, he returned to the flower shop. There he canceled the delivery order, picked up a bouquet, and drove the 200 miles to his mother's house to deliver them personally. So children, make good use of your time with your parents. Never speak to them disrespectfully, because those might be the last words you ever say to them. Also, your parents have sacrificed the main portion of their lives to raise you and take care of you. So make sure you make them to be proud of you. The parents of Saint Isidore the Farmer, they never saw their son to become anything great, great in the eyes of the world, that is, only a simple farm laborer. But Saint Isidore grew up to become a saint who found his greatest enjoyment going to Mass, giving thanks to God in prayer, and who loved his wife and built a solid Catholic home with her. Remember, children, as long as there is time, be thankful to your own parents. A bouquet of flowers would be a nice token of gratitude, but much better is that your parents can see you too, to grow to become a dutiful and devout Catholic who keeps the commandments and loves God more than anything else. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.